On the banks of the James River in Richmond, Virginia, an opulent turn-of-the-century mansion epitomizes the Gilded Age. For decades, visitors to Maymont House have been able to soak in the excesses of the time, a period marked by railroad barons and tobacco tycoons. Now, the newly renovated basement of Maymont allows another glimpse of life then, that of the domestic workers, mostly African Americans, who continued to serve rich white families one and two generations after the Emancipation Proclamation. To find out what this new exhibit means for the descendants of these workers, we stopped by a suburban condo just a few minutes' drive from the Maymont Mansion.
Doris Woodson, hi.
How are you
doing?
How are
you?
Good to meet you. Come in.
Doris Walker Woodson's mother and grandmother were cooks at Maymont. But she's forged a far different path in life. She's a retired art professor, and her home is filled with her work. A life-sized portrait of one of her sons in jeans and dreadlocks. A bright, abstract painting that symbolizes man's landing on the moon.
I wanted to keep a feeling of space, infinity.
For most of her life, Doris Woodson had nothing to do with Maymont House. In fact, she didn't even know about her family connection to it. That's because Woodson barely knew her mother growing up. She was a live-in cook. Woodson was shuttled among a succession of relatives and boarding houses.
I can remember 25 different moves.
And she saw her mother only now and then.
The only time they would have off would be Thursdays after breakfast and after you cleaned up the kitchen.
So Thursday afternoon. Would
Thursday
you see her
afternoon,
then?
Sometimes. One of my most miserable memories is when she would tell me that she was coming, and for some reason she couldn't come, but she didn't call. I can remember sitting on the sofa with my legs sticking out because I was a little girl, and I'd watch the light outside just going away, and I hadn't heard, the phone didn't ring, and she didn't get there, and I'd just be so painful.
So your mother really wasn't part of your daily life at all?
No. And I'm not blaming her or anything like that because I don't know what her circumstances were. It's just that if she had only called, but sometimes she would be bringing me clothes. And when I needed shoes, when she'd bring them, usually they were too small.
Oh.
And she'd ask me, did they fit? And I'd say, yes. And
you didn't want to tell her no.
No, I didn't want to tell her no because I knew that I might not get them back for a long time.
With such sad memories, Doris Walker Woodson had mixed feelings when she found out that Maymont wanted to turn its servants' quarters into a museum. But she eventually decided to help.
I knew that a lot of African Americans would be very negative about it. Hmm. And a few of them are now, but when I talk to them, the ones that feel that way, I try to make comments that this is my family, and I'm proud of the fact that they made a life for their families on the salaries, the meager salaries that they made in these jobs. So it was an education for me, too.
So we're standing here now at the Maymont House on these beautiful grounds with this elegant stone house, lots of turrets and stained glass windows. When was the first time you actually saw this building?
Probably a little more than 3 years ago when I first got involved with this downstairs project. I had never been to this house. And it probably I never would have necessarily gone in there because it wasn't something that I would have wanted to remember particularly.
Even knowing your mother and grandmother were here, you may not have come.
No, more than likely, no.
So where would your mother have gone in?
Right here. This is the servants' entrance here.
So they would come to a basement entrance.
Mm-hmm. Right, a basement entrance, and this is the original door.
Through a small lobby and a door to the right, Maymont's turn-of-the-century kitchen has been meticulously recreated. A massive coal stove, a row of hanging pots, a small table by the window.
That's where the servants had their meals, down here. And the rolls, the hot rolls, are just out of the oven, and a loaf of bread about to come out of the oven.
And your mother would have been right here at the stove, I imagine.
Right.
How many people would be in here?
The cook and her assistant, more than likely. My mother was my grandmother's assistant, and at some time or another, my other aunts worked in helping here, too.
So when you stand here and look at this room, and as it was, what do you think?
I almost feel their presence here. The way they've done this exhibit, I almost feel that they're here somewhere, they're just not visible.
Woodson helped return this sense of life to Maymont's servants' quarters. In the kitchen corner, her childhood doll sits in a small wooden cradle. She says it's a reminder that children would often visit their relatives who worked here. Just down the hall is the maid's sleeping quarters, where we meet Elizabeth O'Leary. She's written a book on the domestic workers at Maymont and was brought in to put this basement exhibit together. In this room, two wrought iron beds sit near an ironing table.
We're trying to show touches of home life, hints of home life. So there are baby pictures.
You've got a baby picture there on the mantle.
Yes, and we also have lilac water. We know that domestic workers were not encouraged to wear cologne, but this is sort of a little homemade lilac water.
A tiny touch of defiance.
Exactly.
As O'Leary talks, Doris Woodson looks on and nods. Throughout this project, these two women say they've forged a friendship. And the more you talk with them, the more you see how much they've learned from each other.
Has getting to know Doris helped you understand the people who worked here?
In so many ways, certainly in relating stories, introducing me to her family members who had memories of what it was like to come into the kitchen. But when I was writing the book about Maymont and domestic service in the South, I couldn't conclude it. I didn't feel empowered to have the final word. And I called Doris up. I said, come to my house, let's have lunch, and I want to talk with you. And we talked about this notion, and I kept hearing through my oral histories of both white and black folks, that person's one of the family. The domestic worker is one of the family. Mm-hmm. And Doris said, but if we had a choice, we'd rather be home with our family. Mm-hmm. And that this is an economic relationship, that if the individuals who worked here could, they would not be working here. They would be spending time with their children and their friends.
Doris, what's it been like to learn so much about this mother that you hardly knew growing up and to learn about her from Elizabeth as she's researching?
This has made me understand her and her situation a little bit better than I did. So I appreciated the fact that I learned this, that I can love her in a different kind of a way now than I did coming up.
In late July, Woodson and other descendants of Maymont's domestic workers will gather here for what Maymont's staff is calling a family reunion. You can see photos of the Maymont House on our website at npr.org. Our visit with Doris Walker Woodson was recorded by Chris Nelson and produced by Tina Tennyson and Tracy Wall. And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.